I know that you don't believe in moral victories, but...
You're right, I don't.
Are you proud of your defense, though, the way they respond?
You're right, I don't.
There are no moral victories in the NFL. Welcome to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig. Tough one today for the Pittsburgh Steelers, falling to the Baltimore Ravens 26-23 in overtime. Jay, joining me as always. How you feeling, man? You hanging in there?
This is a tough one today.
It is a tough one.
Yeah. It's the realization of an 0-3 start and then a little bit of hope after you beat up on a Bengals team.
Really bad Bengals team. Their defense looked good today, man.
There's no bright spots.
There's no moral victories. Tomlin said. All right, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
On the other side of the state, the Philadelphia Eagles came away with a big win, 31-6 over the New York Jets. But before I start going into that recap, I'm going to say it. The Dallas Cowboys suck.
Yeah, they came back and made a little bit of a game at the end, but...
Some frauds, man.
Yeah, they got beat up on. Dak looked rough.
Dude, he should have threw 5 interceptions. Like, refs helped him out with.
I was trying to clean up a little bit and get set up for the podcast, and I saw one play where he threw an interception in the end zone, and then they called it back.
Yeah, they called hands to the face. It was a good call. I mean, the guy did have his hand up in the lineman's face mask for a second.
Flags, man.
It's been bad. The NFL, we've said it, and I'll say it every week. It's terrible.
Yeah,
huge referee problem.
We'll get into one of those calls in the Steelers game.
Yeah, it's insane. But the Cowboys losing. They play two real teams this season, and of course they've lost to both of them.
Yeah,
they are now 3-2, tied with the Eagles after their win today.
Yeah, they fell to the Packers 34-24.
Yeah, they're a big matchup coming up in 2 weeks. Philly travels down to Dallas.
Yeah,
right Sunday now night guys, football.
You guys got the division right now, right?
They have two division wins. I mean,
okay.
It don't matter this early in the damn season. We're tied 3-2, and we got a big game coming up in 2 weeks, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But they need to they play the Jets next week, so they'll probably be 4-2 going into our game. We got the Vikings, so, you know, it's going to be a tough one, but I'm not going to go into it too much, but I think they can win that one, and hopefully it's 4-2 versus 4-2 for a big matchup. But all right, let's get into the Eagles' win today. It was a big win. I'm not going to have a whole lot to say. The Jets are terrible.
This was, man, I think early in the game it was a little closer than you would want it to be.
Yeah, the Eagles' offense looked really bad. I was going to get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
I was just going to say how bad the Jets are. At one point, I mean, Adam Gase, I have no idea how he's an NFL head coach.
Given 2 shots so far.
Like, what kind of hire was that?
Man.
But, dude, at the end of the game, I felt bad for Luke Falk. I'm not going to lie. He was just getting hammered.
Yeah, I think, what was the stat? You guys had 3 sacks going into this game?
3 sacks. We started... I saw a stat that said we started 32nd in the NFL in sacks, and at the end of this game, we were top 10 in sacks. Literally.
It was, yeah.
We had 10 sacks. We had 10 sacks today. Yeah, 10 sacks for the defense, 2 defensive touchdowns. That's a big reason. I mean, the offense scored on their opening drive. They could have not scored the rest of the game. They still would have won.
Yep.
But the big part of the game today was the defense. They had 2 defensive touchdowns. They had a pick 6 early on to make it 14-0. And then newly signed Orlando Scandrick ripped the ball right out of Luke Falk's arms when he was back to pass and took it to the house. So,
wow.
Strip sack for a touchdown there. But I'm going to get on the offense a little bit. They're lucky they played the Jets today. They're lucky.
Yeah.
They... couldn't convert on 3rd down. They kept shooting themselves in the foot with stupid penalties and getting backed up. It's just things that you've seen from this team too much. over the last two seasons, mm-hmm. where they just have these stupid penalties and they put themselves in bad positions, and then they're behind the chains and they can't, you know, you can't convert third and 13s all the damn time, you know?
Yeah.
So the offense did not look good. Wentz was, let's see, 17 for 29, 189 yards, one touchdown, no turnovers, though. That's not going to be good enough.
No.
That's not going to be good enough. They got a tough schedule coming up these next three games. They're all away. They're at Minnesota, they're at Dallas, and they're at Buffalo. Buffalo, whose defense is legit, probably top three defense in the NFL so far this year.
Yep.
Yeah, so you just have to be better. Jordan Howard did okay running the ball. He had 13 for 62 and a touch. And then, you know, the rest was just kind of basic. They couldn't sustain drives. They got set up with good field position a few times, and they couldn't do anything with it because of the penalties. I was just disappointed in that offense today going against. I mean, I guess the Jets' defense isn't terrible, but –
yeah,
that's not a team you should be struggling to move the ball against.
True. I mean, there's just no highlights from this offense today.
No,
like you said at the start, it was a defensive performance today, which absolutely. You guys needed.
Yeah, they definitely need it, but you don't play the New York Jets every single week.
No.
you're going against, I know they've been struggling throwing the ball, but they look good this week, the Vikings. You're going against Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins has been known to kind of tear the Eagles up when he was with the Redskins. He got them pretty good last year when he was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't play the Jets every week. The defense is not as good as what they were against the Jets. The Jets are just that damn bad.
Yeah.
but, yeah, like I said, not much to say other than that. They played a terrible team. They did what they were supposed to do. They blew them out. They got the win. They're now 3-2. And the next three games are crucial for this season. They can either, you know, they can set themselves up nicely these next three games to be 6-2 if they can pull off all wins. 5-3 would be real nice going into the second half of the season. Either way, you know, they can. It's a big three-game stretch here, all on the road. And yeah, not much else to say. Like I said, good job by the defense today. I'm going to turn it over to Jay. I'm sure he has a little bit more to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Shitty loss to Baltimore, 26-23.
Yeah, like I said at the top, man, it's a tough one because you got a little bit of hope last week. A couple games fell the way you needed them to try to stay in this race.
Yeah.
And then just the way it ended. Like how it's so, I mean, let's get into it. First off the top, injuries. Mason Rudolph, concussion. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Man, you got knocked fuck out.
Brutal.
Yeah.
James Washington, shoulder, and Mark Barron, hamstring.
Okay. The biggest one's Mason Rudolph, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so you lose your second string quarterback, you know, and then you got Camp Phenom.
I told you.
Hodges, I told or whatever you. His name is.
I told you.
In there. But, yeah, you know, I feel for Mason. You don't ever want to see that. That sucks.
No,
he got,
so
– he got real caught quick, right in the right spot.
Yeah, so anybody crumbled. Didn't see, he broke out of the pocket, made a great throw to – I think it was James Washington. And that right as he released the ball, Earl Thomas came up and caught him right on the chin.
Yeah, well, he was kind of getting hit from the back end too. It like somebody was hitting, into, yeah.
Look, at the end, look, people were saying Earl Thomas should have been kicked out of the game. It was not a dirty hit.
I don't think
did it
was
deserve
dirty
a flag.
Either.
He hit him in the head. So technically by the rule, it deserved
a
flag.
He'll be getting fined.
He's gonna get a fine too. But it was not a dirty play. He didn't go head hunting, nothing.
It was weird because he didn't even like catch him like helmet to helmet.
Did
he like hit him in right in the jaw
on the button.
Yeah.
Because as just, soon he, as he hit him,
boom. Yeah. He hit that special spot that people have.
Yeah.
You get clipped in it. Night. Night.
Yeah. He was out before he hit the ground.
Oh yeah.
And his head smashed into the ground too.
Oh.
And it was scary because you had a couple guys come over like Mace, get up. and there he was no he was, movement.
He had that guttural just stomach. That, his that stomach knocked out was going, snoring. And you just knew he was out. I'm not meaning no, to laugh,
it's,
but
it's so. A couple guys came out after the game, said they talked to him. He is home. He was released from the hospital.
Did he walk home like the Steelers made him walk off to the field?
So, if anybody didn't see that, after he got up, or after they woke him up a little bit, they took his face mask off and they brought the cart out. And they were getting ready to load him into it. And then all of a sudden, they sat him up, stood him up. Two offensive linemen helped him off the field. He walked off under his own power. And then it turned out the cart broke, and they literally had four guys pushing the cart off the field.
I saw a report the Steelers came out and blamed it on the cart operator. They said the person driving the cart didn't know what they were doing or something.
It's okay, whatever. It's just another thing that's with
kinda,
this team.
That's kind of hilarious. I'm not.
It's really funny.
Like, but they made this dude who just got knocked out. Dude, his legs were still jello. You could tell he was having a hard time walking off the field.
He had no idea where he was.
Crazy.
It was crazy. So concussion for him, but they said he did get released. A couple guys came out and said they talked to him. He seems okay. He's doing better. So we got the Chargers next week. If you see him again soon, it'll be Miami. Which is Chargers bye week, Miami.
I was going to say, he's going to be out a few weeks, I think. Yeah,
there's no way he's back by next week after that hit. So, yeah, he took that shot. He was completely out. And then you had to go to the backup, which is Delvin Hodges.
Camp Phenom.
I'd like this kid in camp. Didn't make the initial 53. Was brought back after Ben went down and – yeah, he came in and looked good. He made some good passes. And
gave
everything.
Him a chance to win at the end of the day.
Put him in position. I guess we'll jump right into it. Put him in position, hit Juju on a crosser. Juju caught it, tucked it away, got it punched out. And that was the game. Overtime, Juju lost the ball again. 2 years in a row. Look, you don't want to –
That was a great play by that defense.
Marlon
Humphreys. Yeah, that was a great play. He got his hand right on that ball.
He swung at the ball. Like, it wasn't, I'm wrapping up for a tackle.
Juju was trying to pull away.
Yeah. You can't put the blame of a loss on one guy, but he lost the game.
Hey, just like Nelson Aguilar lost the game against that's how it is. You know,
there was certain –
you're in a position to make plays like that, and they didn't make the plays. And he didn't make the play. He didn't hold on to the ball. So he lost the game.
Yeah, there's certain things earlier in the game we'll talk about real quick. But that is – you're in overtime. You have a rookie quarterback who is slinging the ball pretty well, and he hits you, and you just fumble it. Like, there's no other way to put this. You lost the game there.
Holy shit. Sorry.
No, good.
Big play in the – in the Chiefs-Colts game, they just turned the ball over in the Colts almost house it. They're already up 7-3 on Kansas City. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. And he put you in a position in overtime, and then Ravens picked it up. Three plays later, kicked the field goal to take it home. So, let me get back.
Real quick.
Notes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What? How do you feel about Tomlin's decision to kick the ball in overtime?
At first, I was like, okay, you're not trusting your offense to go down
the score. Yeah, it's a dumb move.
But the more you think about it, as the game went on, that defense was shutting them down.
Yeah.
They couldn't do – earlier in the game, Lamar was scrambling, doing the RPO stuff, getting out in the space, getting 5-6 yards here, busting maybe a longer run. But as the game wore on and they were relying on him to throw the ball, Lamar couldn't beat him.
No.
He just couldn't do it. And even in the loss, I think it was the right decision.
Yeah. Ended up being the right decision by.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Because I think they went 3 and out and got the ball right back.
Yeah. Yeah. They shut him down right away and got the ball. And then Juju fumbles. I like the decision in overtime. So some quick thoughts on it real quick. Two huge turnovers for the Steelers, which at the very beginning of the game, for some reason, and I said this last on the last podcast, you cannot run this Wildcat. You can't do it against this defense. And they came out in the Wildcat, and Jalen Samuels decided to try to throw the ball, missed the receiver completely, and pick. It's one of the worst passes I've ever seen.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah, and then Juju with the fumble in overtime.
Man, well, yeah, we talked about it last week. They can't be coming out with that Wildcat.
No, and the Wildcat did nothing. And then eventually, I think after it was their third series. Yeah, because they went 3-and-out the first series. Second series was the pick. And then the third series, they said, you know what? Let's throw the ball. Down 10-0, boom.
Juju, yeah, started touchdown. Hitting some passes down the field. Mason looked good.
So once they up, he threw the ball more than 20 yards.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And the running game looked decent when it needed to pick up some yardage. It did. Connor looked tough. He ran really well, had a touchdown in this game. Again, third downs killed him. 3 for 9. Awful. A lot of bad penalties in this game. A couple holding calls, some bad defensive pass interferences, one offensive pass interference, which I didn't mind because it would have gave up a touchdown. But
the worst penalty
we gave up a pick. I'm sorry, would have gave up a pick.
I'm guessing the worst penalty was that roughing the passer
at the end of the game. So on the final drive in regulation,
Ravens were down 3.
Yeah,
they were driving.
It was second down and about 10. And Lamar Jackson backed up the throw, and Ole Adeniyi came in and hit him in the thighs. It was a clean hit.
Yeah, right around the waist and the thighs area.
Yeah, they said it was.
They said he was going low on the quarterback,
roughing the passer, hitting him below the knees, basically.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
So, and that extended the drive, and it gave him a chance to get down the field and kick the field goal to tie the game to go into overtime. So it was bad. So, started slow, got down 10-0. They started letting Mason throw the ball. They got right back in the game. Mason's deep ball looked a little off, which is what he is good at. He missed a couple guys, but then he got that concussion. Delvin Hodges came in, kept him in the game late, put him in position. They couldn't convert. In overtime, he started to drive them, and then Juju
happened. Juju fumble.
Yeah. As far as the defense goes, this is the only good thing in this game, if you can say there's a good thing.
Yeah.
3 turnovers, all Lamar Jackson interceptions. We'll talk about him in a second. 5 sacks by this defense. They hit him constantly. They were at him. As the game wore on, he couldn't get away from the rush. And even if he did get a yard, he was on the ground automatically. Lamar Jackson didn't do much in this game. As far as the defense goes, they looked really good, really fast. A lot of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. So
the Steelers' defense is going to be wasted this year.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
They have a championship-caliber defense on this team. I'm starting to believe that. You know, they've looked good every week.
They've
but
done it
with no quarterback now.
Yeah.
And even Mason. I know Mason might show improvement throughout the year. He's not a championship-winning quarterback. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year with him at quarterback. So I just like this defense is going to go to waste this year. And it's a shame because it's starting to look like one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Yeah. I get what you're saying about Mason, but you haven't seen what Mason can do yet because they limited him so much.
Yeah. But they're limiting him for a reason, though.
I don't see the reason because once they started letting him throw, unless the reason is he can get concussion.
But there's a reason why they do that, because they're not comfortable with him yet. Because
Randy Fichtner's an idiot.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, Mason Rudolph wasn't winning a Super Bowl.
No, I'm not saying they were going to win a Super Bowl, but I still think Mason could be a good quarterback in this league if you give him the chance.
You know, it's like crazy to like think about who you guys have next week. You said the Chargers.
Chargers
aren't even that great.
No.
I don't think you'll win that game. But then you can beat the Dolphins. I think you'll beat the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So what's that make you? 2-5 at the bye?
No, Miami's after our bye.
Okay, so you have the next week. So you'd be what, one in? You're 1-3 now.
We're 1-4 right
now. 1-4.
Yeah.
You guys could go 1-5, have your bye, come back, go 2-5, beating the Dolphins. This, I don't think this division's any good.
No. So okay, let's get into that real quick then. Was not impressed.
I was not. Yeah, I was not that impressed with Baltimore today. Then again, yeah, like I said, I know the Steelers' defense. I think it's better than what people might think.
I get that, but I wasn't even impressed with Baltimore's defense either. There was no aspect of that team that impressed me.
No. So unless the Browns run away with this division, if the Steelers could go on a small run after the bye week, 8-8, 9-7, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's a scary thought that could potentially still keep you in the division.
Yeah.
But so Lamar Jackson, like I said, not impressed. He was 19-for-28, 161, one touchdown and 3 interceptions.
Yeah, so he wasn't pushing the ball downfield at all.
No, and he had 14 rushes for 70 yards. Most of that came early in the game. He only had a long of 9.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really gouging them too much for long runs. And a lot of the time, he was given pretty good field position because our special team sucked today. The opening kick, they because Tucker, dude, he just has a leg on him. He put the ball up high. It was about a yard deep into the end zone. Johnny Holton decided to run it out, got tackled on the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
So there was just bad decisions.
Well, Tucker's just the best kicker in the NFL history.
He knows, There's
just nothing you can kick it wherever he wants.
Yeah. And I mean, so Lamar, I wasn't impressed with him. Unless he's running, that's the only way he's going to do damage to your team. And there's no way you're winning a championship with a guy like that.
No, the interceptions are worrisome. Like, if he looks like he can't throw the ball outside the numbers.
Yeah.
And once Hollywood Brown went down.
Yeah. So the one interception he threw to Mike Hilton was just, it just shows he's not good at reading. Because Hilton just baited him into it and then jumped around. The interception to Cam Kelly was off of a tip pass. And the other interception to Devin Bush was a little bit of luck there. It was a great play by Devin Bush, but the tight end did beat him, did out-jump him, had the ball in his hands, and then Devin Bush just ripped it out of his hands. So, I mean, it still counts as an interception, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's on Lamar there.
I just showed Travis Kelce pushed one of his coaches on the sideline.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Yeah. Then he went up and hugged him.
Yeah.
A few minutes later. But
Other than that, man, there was a chance for a safety in the game, which really could have turned the tide of this game. I don't know if he got out of the end zone.
I didn't see it.
It was – the thing with a safety is the ball has to go past the goal line completely.
Completely, yeah.
It can't just be touching it. I thought his knees down before it fully went out of the end zone, but evidently not. Steelers still lost. Yep. Yeah, man, that's about it. I think the defense looked good in this game despite the loss, despite the score. They were put on a short field a couple times.
Ooh, Patrick Mahomes is good. Touchdown. Wow. My homie. Sorry. I need that for fantasy. I'm losing by 9 points right now. I'm probably winning now, but
yeah.
The play he made was just unreal. He just ran around, probably ran back 15 yards, and then just lasered it in for like a 40-yard touchdown pass.
Jesus.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's...
Tough loss, man.
That's about it. We'll see what they can do next week.
Yeah. It looks like Hodges is going to be... So what do you think, bro? You think they bring Kaepernick in?
No.
Are they gonna bring? Didn't they bring Vic in for like?
No, there was rumors about Vic coming in. That's not gonna happen. They signed. Oh my god, I can't remember the kid's name.
I apologize if you hear my son screaming.
I'm
gonna have to go help out here in a second.
Like I do.
Yep.
They have a guy.
That's
on...
not my son. That's actually Jay screaming and crying like a baby.
They brought a guy into the practice squad who they'll probably call up. I mean, you never know. Maybe they bring in Cap. I don't know at this point.
I don't think so.
Delvin Hodges is a starter.
He's going to hold the fort for a week.
He earned the right to do it.
Yeah.
Tonight. I think he looked comfortable.
Like I said, I think Mason will be back after a couple weeks.
Yeah. We'll see what Duck Dynasty can do next week.
Yeah, that's right. Camp Phenom.
Camp Phenom.
Delvin Hodges.
Steelers starter from 2020 on.
All right. Nothing else, man?
Nah. Just a disappointing one. And
yeah. It's hard when you realize that your season's over.
And that yeah.
It's only the first week of October.
And nothing to look forward to in the draft.
Nope. They're start scouting the second round.
Man, we need that 8-8 record. We need that 8-8 record. Or it's just so.
All right. Yeah, nothing else from me. We'll be back Thursday with our preview pods. Are the Steelers away or are they home?
Oh, it's in San Diego.
It's in LA, you mean?
LA. Yeah. Jesus, I'm so nice today. It's actually Sunday night.
Wow, Sunday night game. Can't be flexed yet? Jesus. It's a bad one.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a good game.
All right, so Steelers back next Sunday night against the LA Chargers, the Eagles, I believe. Ooh, I don't know. Give me 1 second. That might. I don't know what time that game is. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff in Minnesota.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
So we'll figure out the recording for next week.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll be back Thursday. We'll drop our another preview.
Yeah, I mean for the Monday.
Oh yeah,
we'll figure that out. But it'll probably more than likely will be as usual.
Yep. We'll see. All right. Catch us on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, you know all the sites. Usual. Just leave us some comments on there.
Subscribe, review.
Yeah,
we have like four likes on Apple Podcasts and reviews or whatever. We have 12 listeners. All right, we know
we get 11. Like,
all right, whatever. Oh, yeah. We have 11 likes and stuff on there.
Yeah,
comments. Well, people leave some comments.
Yeah, we only have like four comments, but we got 11 reviews.
All right.
Just give us some love, man. It helps us grow.
Let's go. And
we'll be able to do more with this. If you spread the word, spread us out there, please.
We love all 12 of y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you to all Freddie's college friends. Yeah. We teased last week. I was supposed to have a buddy of mine come on.
Oh, yeah.
The Redskins fan. No surprise the Redskins lost today. I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about that shit show in D.C., but he's actually at the Nationals game tonight. So we're hoping he can join us when we record Wednesday night.
Yeah, somewhere in the near future it'll happen. And then they might have a new head coach by that point too. So we'll
more than likely. All right, Jay, hang in there, buddy. Yeah, it'll get better.
We'll see.
All right, that was the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast, and we'll catch you on Thursday.